Hey, what is going on? Boy, I made this video that Cardano is cooked and now Zcash aiming for the title apparently. So, wow, big a lot of craziness going on in the crypto market today. Everything kind of crashing. Bagham's in the chat. What is up, Bagham's? Welcome here. Glad to have you here. Glad to have everyone here, and we're getting some viewers coming in. Like I said, I don't do these live streams regularly anymore. I gotta start shutting down some stuff. I think we got just too many tabs. All right, I'm gonna turn that off. I'm gonna turn my AI off. That I gotta keep. Okay. Yeah, we're a little choppy here, but it is what it is. I don't really. The main thing I do these is so I can have it for the, for the podcast, but. Lots of stuff to talk about today. We have Cardano. Major problems at Cardano. We kind of talked about that already. Everyday Algonaut in the chat. What is going on? What is going on? Good to have you here. Everyday and Bagham's in the chat. Good to see you guys. Cardano having a rough one. And now Zcash really having issues. So that's going to be interesting, And what it's going to show us, by the way, guys. What it's going to show us is that maybe I just can't leave this window open. I don't know. Hold on. I got to shut down OpenClaw too. You guys use OpenClaw at all? I'm like huge on it now. It's just one of the funnest things I run, to be honest. Really good. So, Everyday Algonaut says, everybody in the Algorand Hackathon tomorrow in Berlin. And then Bagham says, Red Red Market. All true. No one as red as Zcash, though. Let's see. I gotta really center myself on this thing right here. There we go. All right, that's gonna take up too much bandwidth. I'm gonna have no idea how many people are on, and that's okay. I'll see you guys in the chat, and we'll just go from there. So, okay, guys. Well, I hope everyone's doing well out there. It is. It's some crazy red market. And we'll see what we got going on here. But a lot of interesting stuff going on today. And the Cardano thing is just nuts. But then Zcash is even more nuts. Zcash giving Cardano a run for its money. You got Charles Hoskinson basically throwing up his hands in frustration. And I made a video called Cardano is Cooked. We'll go through a little bit of that on the live stream. So I have that for the podcast. But I will tell you, I was expecting a lot of angry reactions and I did not get them. The video blew up, so I thought, okay, here comes the wave of hate. And it's what you do. It's how it works. Not much you can do about it, really. But it didn't really come. I didn't. I don't know that I had one person that really truly got offended, and it must have had a lot of search volume. I actually got a ton of outside search from Google, which was int really interesting. That I wasn't expecting, and no one really that mad. Some people were actually, in favor of it. I will say it did get a large number of dislikes. I think I'm only like, I think about 25% were dislikes versus likes, which is very. Very rare because I usually get like 96, 98, which makes me think my channel might. I think sometimes my videos just don't get pushed out enough because if they got pushed out more, they'd probably get more dislikes. I don't exactly shy away from tough topics, especially lately. Lately, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going for it. It is what it is. So, let's see. Someone, Bagham saying Sarah Jane will be there if I'm not mistaken. Sarah Jane's great. If I ever start doing interviews again, she'd be someone that who would be pretty interesting to talk to. So, all right. Well, should we look at charts? Why don't we just look at charts? Before we do that, I don't know. You don't have to if you don't want to. But I think my super chats might have been disabled. I was poking around on YouTube Studio, and all of a sudden, I noticed like there's these warnings, and I apparently have to do something to get my AdSense working or something. Because and it was under the Super Chat tab, and you would think that's something they would like blast everywhere if your AdSense account wasn't working right or something. I still don't really understand it, to be honest. But whatever I did, it was like activate this to have Super Chats work or something like that. I'm like, oh, Okay, but it wasn't super chats. It was like super thanks or something. So I don't know. I think that's working if you guys want to. If you don't, I don't. That's fine too. Whatever. Like I said, the main goal with the live streams is just to, make content for the podcast. You know, so I put these are available as a podcast. You can listen on the go. I want to keep that going. It'd be nice once in a while to start doing some interviews too. I know I can do that through Discord, so maybe we'll do that. It'd be cool if, you know, it'd be great if they could be on the channel as well, even though, I don't know, because they don't really do that well. Begum says, you're doing great. Frugal, hey, I appreciate that. Yeah, well, enough of the housekeeping. So anyway, that's available. I do have a link for TradingView in the chat if you guys are interested in doing all the fun charting stuff. You know, I've been trying to use it more myself. I think it's a fun thing. And yeah, we don't have any sponsors because no one in Algorand has any money. That's the big illusion, by the way. Nobody in Algorand has any money. There's no liquidity. But the technology is great. It's just no one's using it. That's the issue. And so that was kind of like the title. Is why Algorand could become more important because nobody's using it right now, but the security is way better than Zcash, apparently. You know, it's quantum proof versus not even being AI proof, apparently. So we'll dive into that later when we get to the Zcash thing. We'll look into that a little bit. But man, I tell you, it's not been great for Algorand and liquidity. It's all the liquidity is in something like Hyperliquid. And we'll dive into that. Also, channel memberships. You can see my ongoing experiment with my Algorand trading bot, which is apparently you can't trading bot your way to success on a coin that is not doing that great. Most days, I'll tell you, most days it just doesn't trade because there's just not enough volatility, and especially upside volatility. Every time the best I could get it in backtesting was a very, very slight increase. I mean, we're talking like 0.8%, I think, of an increase is the best. Most of the time, it just lost money. And this is paper testing, so it's not real. But I go into all that, all the details, my weekly update on that. I'm probably just going to switch to another coin, to be honest. So I go into all the details on that, plus all my little experiments in Algorand and other coins, plus my portfolio run, which, that hasn't been so great lately either, but it's still in the positive. Primarily because I took profits, which I've been telling you guys, take profits. And now Bitcoin is the thing that I'm actually planning just to hang on to. I'll see these things, you know, and here's the thing. And you know what? Let's pull up the CoinMarketCap charts and we'll just start from there. Oops, here. We'll go here. Let me move that around a little bit. Just a little bit more. All right, you can see that pretty well, I think. So Bitcoin popping up in the last hour a little bit, but down 17% on the week. You're just not used to seeing that in Bitcoin. You see that in other altcoins, but not Bitcoin. Down to 61,000. But here's the thing, guys. My average buy for Bitcoin is like 34,000. It's been going up because I've been DCAing again. This is what people forget. This is very low. It is higher than the last lows by a lot, like by almost double. And every single time people forget this. I don't understand it. It's like we have amnesia every time this happens. But that being said, I'm not saying like every coin is going to recover. I just don't think that's going to be the case this time. I don't. I think we're going to see a lot of stuff get washed out. That's why I think I have a strong suspicion that Cardano is going to be one of them. You know, there's just superior alternatives. It's not early enough to have first mover advantage because Ethereum has that. Ethereum has the network effect of being the first one and still the biggest, and the biggest is hard to unseat in that way. But it's also not new enough to have the best technology. It's just stuck in the middle. And I'll tell you, like, my experience on Cardano has been awful. Sunday swap was just a disaster. Maybe it's working now. I don't know. But when I the smart contract should work, right? And there's so many people using it, and the chain is so slow that it took me like 2 months for my, I just thought it was dead. I just thought it was gone and done. And I came back 2 months later. I came back like a month later, still nothing. You know, I was checking it like on a weekly basis. And then finally, like 2-3 months later, something around that, it finally actually showed up. I'm like, oh, it actually worked eventually. Yeah, that's a little too slow. That's a little too slow to be useful to anybody. By the way, how's the sound? You know, guys, let me know because I can't hear it necessarily. And I have my headphones set up so it doesn't like repeat back to me, which is nice. Somehow we fixed that when I was futzing around with the sound, so that's good. Anyway, this just drives me nuts, you know, because we can, let's just take a look at the chart. You know, let's take a look here. And if you're listening on audio later, I apologize for that. I'll try to describe what I'm seeing. Yeah, Philip's in the chat. What is up, Philip Riley? We got a lot to talk about. Yeah, so if you look at the weekly chart, it looks really bad, right? So let's look at all time. Do you see how we're at a higher low? Here's a cycle low, here's a cycle low, and here's our next cycle low. Sound is perfect. Okay, awesome. Awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah, if you were stupid and you bought up here, you're down. And by the way, when I say that, if you were dollar cost averaging and your goal is just, I'm going to dollar cost average no matter what, fine. You know, I mean, you bought it in the lows, you bought it in the highs, and overall, you'll be up in general. So, you know, people can get mad at it, but that's one of the ways, it's probably one of the best ways is just to get it, set it and forget it. And one of the things I want to do today is go over this Scott Melker essay from today, because actually I think it's spot on. And he's saying a lot of the things I've been saying and I've been thinking for a long time. In fact, we'll go to that very quickly. We'll do that next, actually. I want to do that next because I'm really excited about that one. Let's see. Let's look at who is, first off, is anyone up? Something called Audira, kind of is another music app. Like, there's so many of these. Look at this Siren coin. This Siren coin is just always up here. I don't know what's going on with this thing. I don't know anything about it, but it's always up here. Otherwise, that's pretty much it. It's Siren, Just is up a little bit, and then Kite is up a little bit. This Audira, Casp is actually up a little bit. I know we've got some Caspa fans that pop in every once in a while. And then we're to the U.S. dollar coins, except whatever, what is this? Is this a Chinese stable coin? You guys know anything about this? I don't know anything about this. But yeah, oh, there was all the U.S. Once you start seeing the U.S. dollar coin ones, you know that it's, you know that that's the end of it. And then what about the 7-day? Something called Humanity and then WorldCoin, good God. Followed by the Chinese token, we don't know, and then Siren. In Audira, and these are all like 49% is the floor on that. That Humanity is up like 113%. I don't know what that is. That means you doubled your money in a week if you had it. Dex at 8%. MemeCore, and then everything else is pretty much MemeCore, like barely put in a green candle in the week. All right, let's look at the biggest losers. And not a surprise, there is Zcash, followed by Near. Wow, that's quite a drop for Near. ICP down a lot. Not as bad as Zcash. I heard 50% seems to be not 50% at the moment, but 40% still a lot for a 24-hour candle. That's crazy. We're going to get to that. Internet Computer Protocol is 21% down. Near at just under 21% down, Midnight down 20%, then Pump.Fun in the top five, followed by, there's Polygon again, good God. That was like one of the worst plays I made. Followed by Render, Filecoin, Virtuals, and Artificial Intelligence. There's Cardano at number 7, by the way. Now down to 16 cents. And then what about the 7-day? Let's see what we got for 7-day here. Oh, sorry, 7-day down. Yeah, Zcash, no surprise, followed by Cardano. Yeah, it's been a bloodbath for Cardano. I will tell you, remember what I said about Algorand and Hedera never being in the top 10 for gainers or losers? And that's here it is again. So this is when it's like, okay, hey, at least we're not losing as much as the other guys, right? But you don't see Hyperliquid in there either. On either, I don't know where Hyperliquid went. But yeah, Zcash down the most at just under 38%. But yeah, Cardano just under 32%. Bitcoin Cash dropping a lot, 28.6. Stacks just under 28. Say under 28. Aptos under 28. Near almost under 25% down. Terra Luna 24. Yep, Terra Luna's still around. Aave and virtuals. You know, some of these coins, they just don't die. That's another thing that's interesting about crypto is these coins will just last and last and last. They just won't die. It's crazy, man. Absolutely bonkers. It's mental. All right, I won't do that anymore, I promise. I guess I can look at... Yeah, Algorand charts. I don't even look at these anymore. This is like the first time I've looked at these in months, and it's all red, except for something called Ethereum ETF. Yeah, it's all red. It's just red candles all around. That's just a bloodbath. I'm not even going to look at the Hedera ones. I just don't even care today. No, I want to look at the Scott Melker essay, so I have to find it first. Is it really choppy? Is my video choppy? I don't know what to do about that. I probably have too many things up, but I need to have them up, so. I'm going to shut the parts PC thing. I don't need that one. And it's funny, when I make videos, it isn't a problem, but live streaming takes a lot of juice. So I got my new PC, by the way. I got all the parts, except I ordered the wrong hard drive. I can still use the hard drive, but I need an SSD one. I didn't know the difference. It was listed as compatible in the parts picker website, but I should have used AI and I could have got the right one. That would have been smart. Yeah, let me find this Scott Melker essay. Okay, here we go. This is really good. Let's see, which will this one work? Yeah, I just have to move it a little bit. All right, I think this one is great, by the way. And I want to go through this because some of the stuff he said is exactly what I've been talking about. It's called What I've Stopped Doing After Three Cycles. And this is where I'm at. We've been in crypto the same amount of time. I believe he probably put a lot more than I did. He's got a little thing for Arch Public. All right, so let's just go... I'm going to skip the narrative and just get right to what he says. I have stopped paying attention to altcoins. So this is probably the number one thing on here. There's others, but this is probably the number one thing where it's probably the biggest shift in my thinking from, well, when I first started making this channel, I'll be honest. Okay, so he says, I do not mean I have stopped owning them entirely, which I could say for myself as well. I mean, I've stopped giving them my attention as if attention were free, as if checking the latest Solana ecosystem token or the new Ethereum late L2 narrative or whichever AI agent project just launched were a neutral act with no cost attached to it. It is not a neutral act. Attention is the most expensive resource I have. Every minute I spend reading about a rotation in the altcoin complex is a minute I did not spend reading something that would actually compound for me over time. And this is where I'm at. So I get people saying, hey, check out this token, check out that token. Dude, I'm done with that. And I've kind of had this attitude for a while that if you have a token, it's your job to convince me that it's worth checking out. And I'm going to tell you that is a really high bar. I just am floored by the number of people who will be like, check out X token. And I'm like, no. No, you really got it. You don't understand. I have almost zero Fs to give about these token, any new token at this point. You got to like really do a lot to get my attention. It's not the other way around. I don't owe you my attention. You owe me an explanation of why I should care about this token. Like, you better be doing something really good. Don't tell me you're going to reinvent the future of finance because no, you're effing not. Okay. No, you're not. I'm sure you think so, but you're probably not, because that's done. That's been tried. Oh, you got some new mechanism that's going to change everything. You know what? Show me product market fit, and I'll start caring. For the most part, let's see. I want to. Okay, so I have lost endlessly investments I thought were world changing. I bought tokens with charts that looked great, narratives that made sense, communities that seemed credible, and teams that gave good interviews. Most of them are now worth a fraction of what I paid. If you guys, you guys are channel members, and I think there's probably a few of you watching, hopefully. You see, like, a lot of the coins I picked, and a lot of, frankly, a lot of the coins that are around from 3 or 4 years ago, they're just worthless now. Even Polygon, Polygon was one that was like, it seems strong. It's got big partnerships. I think they made a good direction in focusing on payments. They had partnerships with like Starbucks. I mean, they just seemed to be the darling. They were always in the top 10, and it's pretty much worthless now. It's worth pennies on the dollar. And you know what didn't, here's another thing. I did a DeFi experiment for like a year, and you know what outperformed all the DeFi experiments, no matter how high the APR was or the APY? Bitcoin, my control group of Bitcoin outperformed all of it. So it's like I should have just held Bitcoin. And that's where I'm at now. Most of my investment now is going into Bitcoin because it follows the power law, and I think that's really smart. It's what I should have done all along. So I totally get this. He says, yeah, so tokenomics were almost universally terrible. The ideas were almost universally derivative, and the realization that finally landed for me after three cycles is the one no one wants to hear, which is just holding Bitcoin would have been more profitable than almost every altcoin position I ever opened. And that is true of DeFi as well. That's been true for me. That was true this cycle. My best performer was Bitcoin. It's still the top. So I don't know. Say what you want. That might change because I started. Hype might do well, and we'll get into that. But yeah, I think overall this is correct. Stop fearing dips and started looking forward to them. I think that's, we don't have to read the whole thing, but here we go. Here's the receipt. I've never sold Bitcoin at a bottom. Neither have I, by the way. I want to point that out. Not in 2018, not in March 2020 COVID crash, not in 2022, not in the February drawdown of this year, not this week. Me neither. In fact, I bought. I've sold Bitcoin other times for other reasons. I've never sold it during a panic because by the time I taught myself what panic felt like and how to recognize the feeling, I had also taught myself the feeling itself was a signal to do the opposite. Yeah. Same thing with stocks, by the way. My stock account has gone up, and it's gone up in response to, in fact, I hit six figures after this crash because I just kept buying and I didn't even have as much money. I didn't have as much money because I got furloughed in COVID, so I was working 4 days a week, which honestly was like, it was awesome. I thought it was just the right amount of time to work. And I really wanted to do actually 4 days. My boss at the time, because I wasn't as in control as I was later on, she made me do half days on Thursday and Friday, which I frankly think was a waste of time, but whatever. It's neither here nor there. But yeah, every one of these dips, I've just kept buying through if I had the capital. It's just dollar cost average. You get paid. You put money into, you get paid, you take your paycheck, you pay your bills, you know how much you need for a nice little cushion in case something happens. You know what? The rest you put in investments. That's all it is. The mental flip is the entire game. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it comes down to, here's what we got to talk about. It comes down to what Warren Buffett has said all along, buy when others are. This is the whole point of the Fear and Greed Index, by the way. This is where this comes from. For you younger folks, if you don't know, is Warren Buffett said, buy when others, be greedy when others are fearful, and fearful when others are greedy. And you know what? For the most part, he's pretty much right. And this is exactly what he's talking about. So, but here's the thing. It's not that intellectually this is what you're supposed to do, but this is not how it feels. It feels the opposite. You will feel like you're throwing money into a shredder. That's what it feels like. That's what they, that's what all the reading can prepare for you for. You have to do it in maybe a small amount, and then start working your way up. So like I'm advising someone now that's coming into some money, and even though I know logically it probably makes more sense to put everything in investments right away, I know there's a psychological aspect too. And so I'm actually advising them to dollar cost average. That's what you got to do. You know, you can't ignore the psychological side. Cause I'll tell you, my first investment happened. I put the deposit in, and then Brexit happened like a week later. And I just watched it go, pew. Caitlin Guzman, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being a channel member too. I can see your little logo and I appreciate that. Thanks for being here. So, you know, and it feels like crap, you know, nothing prepares you for how it actually feels. It's kind of like you could read all the books about jujitsu you want, and the first time you get in a role, you're just discombobulated. You're disoriented. You're just sort of like, I just feel like I got to put through a tumbling machine. What just happened? It's for real, man. It's for real. So, okay. I tried to stop timing entries and start setting bids early. This is very smart. I'm not really following this. I have some bids in, but for the most part, I just dollar cost average these days. I'm like, the idea is to accumulate, and I've actually increased my weekly accumulation on Bitcoin. Still not very much, but I just think it's a good investment long term. And it takes the guesswork out of it. So like every Tuesday afternoon. Maybe I can pick a better day. Maybe there's a better day to pick. I doubt it, but whatever. Philip Riley says the best part of algo is just another Friday. Yeah, there's plenty of dips to buy. I'll tell you what. You know, Algorand people are tough because Algorand people, you just watch the crashes all the time. You know how it goes. At this point, it's like, oh yeah, it's another Friday. No, you're right. You're right, Philip. Good point. So yeah, I don't want to dwell on that one too much. I stopped trying to dollar cost average manually, and I started doing aggressively through automation. I'm doing it manually, except I'm also, I should do this. I actually should do this. It would probably make more sense, but I'm taking a lot of my Algorand money when I'm selling and then putting it into my account too, along with some, you know, I'm selling off some of these losers and just like putting it into Bitcoin, which where it should have been all along. So, but this is not, this is what I'm setting up for that other person. We're going to set it up automatically because it's got to be taken out of their hands. It does. And I think it's good for most people. I even myself included, by the way. I stopped constantly watching charts. Now, this is me, but this is me like for the last, I don't know, 3 months. Well, no, probably longer. I just watched the charts more because I was live streaming twice a week. So I would watch it basically twice a week. Well, no, that's not true. I tweet about them. It just gets more impressions on X. It's true. Like otherwise I probably wouldn't. Yeah, the 4-hour candle is the enemy, the 1-hour candle is the enemy, the 15-minute candle is a hostile entity that exists only to ruin the days of people who should be doing something else with their lives. Agree. Yeah, just ignore it. Unless you're a trader, you don't need to watch it that closely. But if you do, you can get TradingView, which is in my description below, and get $15 off. How about that? I'm telling you not to, but if you want to, there it is. Hey, it's fun to do. I like to do the RSI and the Bollinger Bands. You know, I think that gives you some pretty good short-term information if you're interested. I still use social sentiment, but I use it as a reverse indicator when the timeline is uniformly bullish, when every account I follow is posting moon emojis. Now, when the people who are silent through the entire bear market suddenly have 10,000 new followers on a podcast, I get cautious. But if you're DC Yang, then you probably wouldn't. So I don't know. This might be a little bit of a contradiction. But I usually cool off. You know, the thing is, I'll stop DC Yang if we're hitting new all-time highs. And I'll wait till we stop dropping back to, you know, some kind of level. You know, a good 10, 20% drop and I'll start. It's probably not perfect, but you know, you're not going to get the perfect, which is the next point. I have stopped trying to perfectly call tops and bottoms. You don't need to. You don't need to. It doesn't matter. This is why price predictions are dumb, because everyone's like, no one has any idea. Just to be clear, no one has any idea about price predictions. They're just almost always wrong. Even like the top trading firms, all these like, BlackRock and, these kind of firms, like they have way more analysis power than you and I do. And they get it wrong all the time. People are calling $250,000 Bitcoin. Hey, we got 125,000. That's pretty good. We got six figure Bitcoin, guys. And now you have a chance to buy at 60. That's what I'm doing. And you can take bets on other stuff, you Algorand folks. Yeah, go ahead, load up. Why not? Who knows? Just don't. I just be careful with anything outside of Bitcoin at this point. Put enough that it's minimal. You're not gonna like be crying in your soup. Let's see, what else has he got? I stop feeling like I need an opinion on everything. Well, I probably fail at that. And he says, I have stopped listening to the same voices, the voices in the industry who have been saying the same thing for 10 years are not the voices to listen to in year 11. The maximalist who has not adjusted his thesis since 2017 is not a person of conviction. He's a person who stopped paying attention. I kind of agree, except I've kind of become, I don't want to say I've become a Bitcoin maximalist exactly, but like as far as investing, I think it's number one, and it's where I'm focusing most of my attention, and it's where I should have probably focused most of my attention all along. You know what? Here's the thing about Bitcoin. I was interested in it like when it was sub, when there was like multiple Bitcoin to a penny. Multiple Bitcoin to a penny at one point, and I was really interested in it. And then, oh yeah, it dropped a lot. Jen Wisk says, did Bitcoin drop 20 grand? Never mind, wrong currency. Actually, yeah, it did. Depends where you're looking at. Within what, about a month time, it did drop 20 grand. It was kind of sitting in the 80s. I mean, it depends on the time frame you're talking about, Jen Wisk. So yeah. So I kind of agree, but I kind of don't on this one. He is a person who stopped paying attention. The perma bear who's been calling for a crash since Bitcoin was $1,000 is not a contrarian. He is a person who's been wrong professionally for a decade. No, that I agree with. So here's the thing I would see. Like I said, I got into Bitcoin. I bought Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum in 2017. Like summer of 2017, I started buying into. I didn't know anything. I wasn't. All as I read some stuff about. I read something that convinced me that Bitcoin would be a good long-term investment. And I think I read something about the cycles early on, but it didn't really stick. I just kind of. Something I read made me think, wait a minute, I should be looking at this. They were showing me historical returns, I think, for Bitcoin. I was like, I should probably have some exposure to this. So I just started buying a little bit of Bitcoin and Ethereum and Litecoin. And then the end of 2017, fall winter of 2017 happened, and it shot up like crazy, and I just couldn't believe it. I was like, this is wild. Then I started hearing the voices of, oh, if this thing's gonna, it's gonna go on forever, and people were taking out loans to buy Bitcoin. I'm like, uh-oh, that's bad. That's really bad. Like, I know a bubble when I see it, right? So I thought, and kind of true. So once it started dropping back a little bit, I'm like, okay, we need to like lock this in. I sold everything, put it in my investment account, and went, okay, see you later. Good. Sounds good. Thanks for the win. And I did make a few thousand dollars, but had I just bought more, if I just kept buying the entire time, I'd have way more than I do today. So live and learn. Yeah, you better. I overall, yeah, I think if someone believes the same thing they believed 10 years ago, like not just one thing, but multiple things, you should be worried about that person because they're not someone who updates their beliefs. Anyway, I thought that was worth going through because I found a lot of this is kind of what I've been thinking too lately. So yeah, I think this is great. And he really does have a good Substack. I suspect there may be some AI assistance on this. They're really long now. They used to be kind of short. It was kind of a short little nice read, and they've been getting longer. That's a little bit frustrating. He's got some. Anyway, I just think it's great. So you guys should definitely read him. He's doing good. And I don't know, should we get this Zcash thing? Before we do that, I just want to check my laptop. I haven't been able to get my laptop going. I don't know what's going on with that. And my Cardano is cooked video is at 3,400 now. Oh, I forgot to look. Hold on, I want to see if I got any. I'm not going to show it on screen, but no, I haven't. Like, it's weird. I would think I would get more. Oh, maybe. I might have one that's pro Cardano, but no one's gotten like really mad at me. I was expecting like some real anger because people get really excited about their favorite coin, but apparently not. Anyway, I'm just kind of curious. Yeah, we got a decent little audience. That's fine. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to actually maybe I'll even pull up the studio for a second here. By the way, guys, if you haven't hit the like button already, you know, please hit that like button. It helps a lot. It's free to do. You just hit the button and boom, you're done. That's all it takes. Yep. So if you just want to hit the like button, I appreciate that, guys, so much. Remember, you don't have to smash it. You can just press it gently, and it works just fine that way, too. Let's see. I got to cover up the now up here. So I'm just going to move over a little bit. It's so hard to do the dual stream. It's really, really hard. All right. Anyway, I'm gonna pick that down because that really hurts. But yeah, and also, like, if you're new here, please do subscribe. We go live probably other Friday thereabouts, and we have videos, about 3 videos a week. So, covering a variety of topics these days: Algorand, we did a Cardano video, Hyperliquid, HBAR. I might do a Zcash one next week. Yeah, so Zcash, you know, we talked about this earlier, huge drop, 31%. It's actually even more now. But why did it drop? And this is why I put this out there. Everyday Algonaut says I did click the like button at the start of the stream. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for doing that. And if you haven't, for those that haven't, you know, just a little like button goes a long way. It really does. It's a big signal for live streams because it's, I'll tell you what, and I know I'm getting off topic here. YouTube does more for live streams than any of the other platforms to get you an audience, but it really relies on, it's still like tough to get it out there sometimes. And it's really inconsistent. One thing that helps a lot is the like button. So every day I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone else who has hit the like button so far. Keep doing it. You know, hit that button. I appreciate that. Anyway, the reason I titled the video the way I did is because it's showing how vulnerable some of these cryptocurrencies are in the age of AI. And everyone's been worried about quantum, but what about AI? You know, people don't forget, this is like it's like having a hacker on steroids because they can just find stuff, you know? They can just do it. They just don't need to sleep, right? So why don't we take a look? It's kind of dropped everything. Yeah, and this is from this is right from the block. Probably the best wrap-up I found. Security researcher finds Zcash vulnerability allowing unlimited counterfeit minting. Zcash drops 31%. In other words, you can just mint coins. Yeah, we're going to go through the whole thing here. Wow, I don't need that top thing. Okay, here we go. All right. A security researcher discovered a critical vulnerability in Zcash's Orchard transaction pool that could be exploited to create an unlimited amount of counterfeit tokens within the pool. Shielded Labs, an independent Zcash support organization, published the findings on social media platform X on Thursday. It said it hired security engineer Taylor Hornby to conduct a review of the protocol in April. The announcement coincided with a steep decline in the price of Zcash. It fell 31% over the past 24 hours to $409 as of 11 p.m. And guess what? Down 37.3% now, according to their little ticker update. Much of the decline occurred in the 5 hours following the post publication. Hornby, a longtime contributor to the Zcash ecosystem, evaluated the protocol using both AI-assisted and traditional security research techniques to identify vulnerabilities before they could be exploited by malicious actors, according to the post. On May 29th, Hornby discovered the Orchard Circuit vulnerability using Anthropic's newly released Opus 4.8 model and immediately shared the findings with engineers at the Zcash Open Development Lab. By the way, I'm all in on OpenAI. And one of the reasons is that instead of trying to go after OpenClaw, I think it was called ClaudeBot originally, right? I actually forgot. I had to think about that. You know, they instead of like saying, hey, why don't we do a partnership, which would have been smart for Anthropic, instead they were like, we're going to sue you if you don't change your name for an open source project. So OpenAI was like all in. And you know what? I've been using OpenAI. 5.5 is outstanding. And actually 5.4 is really, really good. And now I'm running OpenClaw. I would tell you, it's so helpful. I had like, for my other business, I had like 15 websites I would check every day. Now I just have OpenClaw check them and send me a report. So I spent like 20, 25 minutes doing this every day, maybe more. Now it does it. It's like 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I just have to read through the report. It's awesome. These tools are really powerful and they're really useful. But you know what? They're also very powerful for hackers. Orchard Pool is Zcash's shielded transaction pool, allowing users to send and receive Zcash with full zero-knowledge privacy. The Orchard Circuit is a zero-knowledge proof system that ensures only valid transactions are accepted in the pool. The vulnerability was real and exploitable, Shielded Labs wrote. Taylor, with the help of Opus 4.8, wrote a complete exploit which, when he tested it in a local reg tester environment, generated unlimited, undetectable counterfeit Zcash. Yes, I mean, you can just print money. It just becomes worthless. Does that sound familiar, by the way? Anyone? 2022, anyone? 2021? Yeah. That's when you get inflation. The Post explained that the vulnerability stemmed from an under-constrained element of the Orchard Circuit, which made it possible to enter arbitrary false inputs to an elliptic curve manipulation, or multiplication, sorry, and still have it approved. While the vulnerability was patched on June 1st, it has been present since Orchard's activation in May 2022. Wow. Now, you know who else has something to say about this? And sorry, it's going to take me a little while to pull this up. None other than Algorand friend, former Algorand CTO, channel friend, John Alan Woods. And let's see what we're going to find it, because he said, by the way, he took over. He was the CTO of Nillion, and now he is the CEO. So he's the top guy at Nillion, top guy, and friend of the channel, been on here a few times. So John says, there's little tech explanation on the Zcash vulnerability. He said this on June 3rd, by the way. So just to be fair, very serious stuff. A soundness bug in their zero-knowledge proof circuit plus sloppiness in their elliptic curve point handling code essentially allowed unlimited forged shielded transactions. That's got to spook vendors. Yeah. Yeah, big time. And here's the thing. I have no idea. This dude's so much smarter than me. Okay. I'm not like an idiot or anything. I think I'm like fairly smart, but you know, I'm like a drooling monkey compared to this dude. I'm like throwing poop at people and stuff. I mean, this John's just like the people who work on this stuff are like some of the smartest people you'll ever meet. You know, sometimes they're not always the wisest. That's another variable. And I think he's both, by the way. John's pretty wise and very smart. So he knows what's going on. Someone said, did Zcash go down for a bug patch or not? It seems like there's a lot of contradicting information, misinformation about this topic on this app. Who'd have thought? He said, Orchard stalled, but the network didn't go down. It was forked a couple of times, though. What does spooked vendors means, asks Ethan Kravitz. He says, well, anyone using Zcash for its intended purposes, people using it as private cash in exchange for goods and services, they should be concerned. Yeah, for sure. So this is way beyond, you know, I tried to read a book on cryptography and like I kind of got some of it and some of it was just so far over my head. I like to think I can figure things out pretty well, but That was a little beyond me. So that's our Zcash situation. So why do I bring this up in relation to Algorand? Well, Algorand has been really smart about security, and they're preparing for quantum security. We haven't gotten to quantum security yet. We have chains being taken down by Claude. Claude Code's taking down chains. It's whipping them, you know? And what happens when AI is powered by quantum computing? We're screwed, buddy. Only quantum, you know, so if Algorand can hang on long enough, here's what I'm going to say, because I know I've been a little negative on Algorand lately. 10 years from now, maybe Algorand will be the chain, because it's been focusing on quantum security. It might just be too early. That's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Algorand might be too early. Algorand might not last long enough for the quantum age to matter. Maybe some other chain will get built with better timing. You know, the timing matters a lot in business. And this is business. Let's be honest. This is not happy dappy Disneyland. This is business. And if you miss the window, that's it, buddy. That might be what's happening here. Anyway, thanks, Sir John, for the explanation. I think that's great. Anything else to talk about? Well, I want to go through the Cardano thing a little bit. I'm not going to recap everything. If you want to see the full video that we reacted to, here's what Cardano After Dark said. Charles Hoskinson just poured his heart out on Spaces. He has no power to unilaterally fix Cardano. Gets zero love, catches every single blame for his failures, watches his funding proposals get rejected by the same people who then complain nothing improves. This man's getting crushed under undeserved hate for carrying the weight of the entire project he built from nothing. Cardano community, it's time to wake up. Unify, support the founder and the team whose vision created this entire foundation. Watch it die slowly, no more toxicity. Well, good luck. You know, you think Stacey Warden gets some heat? Let me tell you, Charles Hoskinson, here's what Joshua Jake said. Different perspective says, crypto is dead, tokenization is the future, projects like ADA are going to die, the Clarity Act is a Trojan horse, and people refuse to wake up. So he's talking about some of the projects that are disappearing, and a big one, he thinks it's all going down, by the way. Green Blue Algo says, you will hold Algo to get yield processing payments. Charles pulled the don't care about price moment for ADA. Yeah, he's basically like throwing up his hands in this video. You should watch my video. You should watch my video that I put out yesterday, up to 3,400 views, which is it's a good view count for me these days. That's a 1 of 10, especially under 24 hours. Here's what he's talking about. Tap Tools, after 4 years of building for Cardano, today we have difficult news to share. And they basically said they're out. They're done. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Goodbye to Tap Tools. Another one did as well. I didn't save it, but here, someone else reacting to this saying ADA, this is Fabio on X, saying ADA is not in a great spot. Charles Hoskinson just mentioned that this year is going to be very hard to the second half of the year for Cardano. We will probably see more dApps and DeFi die. And you know what? Don't think this is just on Cardano. Any chain that is struggling with liquidity right now, Cardano is one of them. This year, ADA had generated only $71,000 in revenue at $8 billion market cap. So here's the thing. If this were like a regular company, this would be absurd. An $8 billion market cap for like $71,000 a year? That's like a Substack. It's like there's Substacks that are crushing this. Cardano could have made more money starting a Substack with a paywall than it's making on its chain. That's insane. They're probably gonna take that idea, by the way. I mean, that's just wild. That's nothing. You're not making anything. And you know what? If you're an Algorand and you're laughing at this, well, guess what? Algorand made less. Algorand is making less. That's really bad. Yeah, the liquidity is just gone. Joe.2.0 says, I've been in Cardano since 2017. It was Charles Hoskinson who taught us about proof of stake and made ADA relevant. But Cardano fell far behind despite a massive first mover advantage. Midnight was a mistake, possibly a straight grift, and Charles fighting the community is a mistake. Now, people had reactions to this, but this is what I was saying about Cardano. It's stuck in the middle. It's really stuck in the middle because it didn't really have first mover advantage. Alex, who's a Hyperliquid guy, says Cardano never had first mover advantage in anything. What are you talking about? Well, it kind of did. It was the first proof of stake token, but it's not new enough like Ethereum to have network effects. Ethereum ain't doing that great either, by the way. It's just got it does have a lot going on. It's not one of the top revenue drivers either, just to be clear. Or was it? Maybe I'm wrong about that. I might take that back. But it's also not new enough to have like the fastest technology. So Everyday Algonaut says if a dApp can die, it means it's not decentralized. Well, that's probably a lot of them then. But they all, here's the thing, like they're not going to start decentralized, right? Name one that has. I mean, these are basically companies. And how much has to be decentralized? That's a good question too, right? My personal Cardano journey started in 2008, and I agree with your message. Fool me once, yeah. A lot of these guys are waking up. Oh, this guy, you are all R-worded. I don't know if I can say that on here. You should fight and live for Bitcoin. Together we are stronger, just might survive. Okay. Cardano is stuck in 2017 tech. Move on. Well, I just don't think Cardano is going to make it. Cardano is going to go the way of Polygon. And here's what happens, by the way. These things don't just like go to zero overnight. They just like slowly fade. Once it's out of the top 100, it's not coming back because people just forget about it. They only care about the stuff outside of the top 100 if it's on the way up. If it's on the way down, yeah, it's done. It's over. So my video was Cardano is cooked, and let's just read some of the reactions. Hold on, let me pull that up because I was, like I said, I was. Oh, I should hold on, hold on, hold on. I was a little surprised. I expected more pushback. I think that tells you something. So let me look here. It says 3,200, but it says 30. All right, let's see. All right, thank you for your videos. The market has been volatile. There's one thing I've learned, it's more to it than just holding and waiting. Understand market movements, trading with the right strategy, blah 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 blah. Oh, is this one of those? This is one of those BS ones. Okay, never mind. In the crypto market, whenever stuff looks hopeless, unless people feel bullish, that's when the big fish starts to load quietly. Yeah, not on Cardano though. Yes, and that's why all these big fish have gone completely broke. No, 63% of wallets have more than 1 million ADA. Well, they're broke right now, I'll tell you what. having a figurehead seems problematic. I know what. Oh, this is Green Blue. This is Green Blue talking. You in the chat, Green Blue? I know what it's like to focus on negativity. ADA was always difficult for me because it's Americans with Disabilities Act. Yeah, and I think this was I mentioned I actually commented on this, but I think it's I think Ada was named after Ada Lovelace, one of the early computer programmers, one of the few women on there. I'm new to crypto. I didn't respond to this one yet. New to crypto and see everything in the base level. I don't know. I'd say to Charles, do whatever you want. You made them. I don't know anything. Just some guy in crypto. Maybe make it available for 7-Eleven purchases. You think Hedera is not a good asset? Is that what you said? Yeah, it's a S coin like ADA. I'm not saying it's not a good asset. I'm saying it has no revenue, and you should be concerned about anything without revenue. Caspa family welcomes you, Cardanians. Yeah, you can be poor on a different chain. Yeah. I remember this kind of news with Robinhood, and the shares fell $6 after 2 years. One share was worth more than $100. Yeah. Well, Robinhood actually, here's the difference, by the way. I don't know what Susie says. I bet in 2 to 3 years, one ADA will be worth more than $45. Let's see how this twit will age. Yeah, let's see. Let's see. It will not be, all this time, it's been around since 2017. Suddenly now it's going to be worth $45. Yeah, good luck. Robinhood has actual revenue, they have customers. That's a difference. Sentiment is at a significant low. Great time to buy quality cryptos. Yeah, and that quality crypto is Bitcoin. 71K. Well, we got stuff talking about. Yeah, Bitcoin. Cardano died in 2022. So we got one person so far who's like really defending Cardano. That's crazy. Yeah, I'd say the fact that I could put out a video and not get like a ton of angry reactions, that says a lot. Like a lot. So anyway, that's our Cardano thing. I don't know. I just thought that was fun. So I think we're going to be wrapping up here. But thanks so much for tuning in, guys. I think it was a great live stream, great podcast for you guys listening later on the podcast. Remember, you can check that out at any app. Yeah, I haven't been drinking water at all. That's pretty good, actually. Hold on a second. Just remember, you can listen wherever, whatever you are doing, working out, driving in your car. You can listen to Frugal BC on the Frugal BC podcast app, available wherever you get podcasts. You can still hit the like button. We always appreciate that. Even if you're watching this later, like buttons are still helpful. And subscribe if you haven't already. You know, here's the thing. I give it to you guys straight. I'm just going to tell you what I'm thinking. You know, I'm not trying to like sell you anything. I guess I sell you. You can get a trading view. you can buy a channel membership for like $4 and you can get a trading view subscription if you want it. That's about it. I'm not trying to sell you any coins or any dApps or anything. Maybe I thought if I got the trading bot working, maybe I'd turn it into a product that people could buy or download or whatever. Maybe I take a cut of fees or something. I don't know. I still think I should do a coin. I'm starting to think about doing a coin. And like my whole shtick is, I'm just going to tell you it's going to go to zero. Yeah. So I don't know. That's the message today. Buy Bitcoin and forget about it. And otherwise, I'm FrugalBC. You know, follow the tech. The tech is interesting. And I really think it will have a place. I just don't know if, as far as investments, you know, from what I can see, you know, holding Bitcoin just tends to overperform in the long run. So it is what it is. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Stay safe out there, and I will see you.